Wisconsin and China are a half a world away from each other on the globe, so it's hard to imagine that someone could confuse the two places. These men did. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside. In 1634, the French explorer Nicolet was navigating the waters of Lake Michigan.
The French had worked their way into the interior of North America, and they were after beaver pelts, and they were also interested in finding another way to China.
Dave Peck says the expedition thought they were further around the globe than they actually were.
Jean Nicolet came to the Green Bay area and thought he was quite close to China, and that if you could just impress the local Indians with a damask robe and firing some pistols, that he would certainly be directed to the large cities of China that were very close.
Nearly four decades later, the French figured out Wisconsin was not China, but they had found an important waterway.
Marquette and Joliet came through here, but that certainly was a major exploration that went all the way down to the mouth of the Arkansas River on the Mississippi. And so they came through Wisconsin on the Fox and then crossed over to the Wisconsin River at Portage and then right on down the Mississippi.
The Fox and Wisconsin Rivers lack just a couple of miles of touching each other in central Wisconsin.
The Native Americans had been using the Fox-Wisconsin waterway as a highway, so they were portaging with their canoes around white water for thousands of years, and the French just followed suit.
It was a waterway that cut across the vast continent, crossing a state once mistaken for China. Traveling the Countryside in Appleton, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCrae.